Hello and welcome to The Real Podcast. I'm Earl Buchan, and today we'll be continuing our conversation about rewilding the heart of ministry from the inside out. It starts with us. We can be open and real. We'll explore testimonies, conversations, and all kinds of topics, and I hope you'll stick around. Hey, welcome, good morning, hello, Britt Neubauer. Thank you for sitting here and just sharing some time with me. I really, really appreciate it. I've actually really been looking forward to it because I know we sort of touched on this idea a while back and then dropped it. And I thought, let's just get a date and do this. So
Yeah, totally.
Thank you so much.
For sure.
So why don't you just start where you feel comfortable starting? I mean, when I ask, like, because I want to ask, like, how you met the Lord, but I want to ask who you are. So tell me about your family, where you came from.
Sure. Okay, so my parents separated when I was two, so I come from, like, a separate household, and, like, my family could not be any more different. It was, like, polar opposites on either end. My dad was definitely my rock. He's not Christian by any means, but he, you know, children need security, and he was that for me. He never moved. His phone number has been the same for, like, 100 years. And, like, he was always there to pick me up on time, every single time. And that was where my sense of security really came from. My mom, on the other hand, she, like, claims to be Christian, but she never really quite lived it out. She got involved with a guy who, you know, was involved with gang activity, and he was an alcoholic, a drug addict, and he used to beat the crap out of her. Like, he abused her a lot. So it was an abusive household, and in that time, she developed a gambling addiction, and it just took her over. She became depressed, and, you know, we lost our house, and we moved every year. It was just, it was always chaos. And, you know, a lot of our financial stability came from my grandma, actually, who would often provide for us. So we were really, really lucky to have that. The benefit, though, with that scenario is because my mom did have some level of belief, she would always send us to, like, Sunday school and stuff like that. So from a really early age, I knew God. And I remember when I was young having a very clear connection with him. And it just always felt like he was always there. So even though it was weird, it's like there was negatives on both sides and positives on both sides. So, yeah, I don't know. It kind of worked out, I guess.
So you were saying, you'd mentioned chaos.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that the Lord brings order to chaos. At least he has in my life.
Sure.
So how can you speak to that? Like, how did the Lord make order out of the chaos that you came from?
Well, it got worse before it got better. That's okay. What I'll say. So eventually my mom decided to leave her husband, which was really good. And she got involved with another guy several years later. And he was amazing. He was Catholic, and he kind of became my spiritual father. So he would take me to church. He would ask me about God. He would inquire what's going on in my life. And I became really comfortable with him. And then, you know, when I was 12, he took advantage of that and he molested me. And so at that point, I remember very distinctly turning all of my crosses in my room upside down and pentagrams everywhere. And I just went completely the other way. I started, like, drinking and smoking weed when I was, like, 13, and then it just got worse and worse from there, going into, like, drugs and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was basically just years and years of more chaos and, you know, self-medicating and in self-harm and, yeah, it was just really bad. And then when I was, 21 maybe, I started getting involved with, like, the New Age and occult practices and stuff like that. And that just took me completely down that hole. It just, I thought that I had found healing and I was looking for peace and love and I thought I found a community. And then suddenly it just stopped working. Like, it was just, like, all of these, like, amazing experiences that I could find doing these different practices just quit. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know what the problem is. And then one night my friend invited me, who I had known for, like, years, invited me to go to a church service where he was preaching. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll just go to support him. And I went, and he had this, like, message on hell. And at the end, he did this, like, huge plea, like, if anybody wants to come to the Lord. And I'll be honest, like, the whole message went right over my head. I was like, oh, geez. Like, I just thought it was so stupid. I was like, you know, it's sweet that that's what you believe, but, like, and obviously you're trying to talk to me, but I'm like, this is dumb. But then he did this plea at the end, and he just, like, wouldn't give up. And he just kept, and I was like, this is going on, like, way too long. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, when I look back now, I know it was the Holy Spirit, but he just, like, fell on me. And my heart started racing, like, super fast, and I started, like, shaking, and my body temperature was rose, and I was sitting in the back on a pew, like, literally in the fetal position, like, shaking. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I was completely resistant. And then in my head, I was thinking, like, okay, if this is something that I'm going to do, he has to say these words. And then, of course, just like God does, he totally said those words. And I was like, fine. I was like, fine. So I kind of, like, you know, timidly got up and, like, walked to the front. And then all of a sudden, like, everybody was, like, surrounding me and, like, laying their hands on me and, like, praying in tongues. And I was like, coming from the new age, so, like, I knew weird, but I was like, this is weird. I was like, this is really, really weird. But that was, like, kind of my turning moment. After that, it was just, like, I mean, it's a process, obviously, but, like, I threw away all of my occult stuff, and, like, I went to Bible school, and, yeah, it was just a process of change at that point.
So who is, that's, I mean, that's awesome. I've smiled through the whole time you've been talking about that. But who is Jesus to you now?
Oh, man, that's a big question, isn't it? I would say at this moment, Jesus is just my comfort. Like, I definitely struggled with, like, emotional regulation, obviously coming off drugs and coming from a chaotic home. Emotional regulation was really hard. Self-worth was really hard. I suffered greatly with anxiety and all that kind of stuff. So he just is my comfort through all of that, and also my strength. More recently, I've been really enjoying Jesus as the lion, you know, and just that, yeah, no matter what it is, like, he's there. Like, he's the lamb, and he's gentle and all of that too, but there's this other side of him where it's like you don't want to mess with him. Yeah. And getting to know him like that, it just feels like, like, if I have that on my side, and if that is what lives within me, then, like, whoever I was or whatever I've done literally doesn't matter, because you can tap into that at any moment. So, I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a total process, but it's just, yeah, it's just been amazing. I don't know.
What advice would you now give your 12-year-old self?
Oh, geez.
I didn't promise easy questions.
Yeah. That's one I don't think I've ever thought of. I think that I would just give her a hug. And I think I would tell her that, like, it's not her fault. And if I could, I would point her to people, you know, who loved her and try to direct her on the right path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to Jesus if he was right here, right now?
I don't think I would have anything to say.
I struggle with that too. I feel like I would fall flat on my face.
Yeah.
I don't think I could verbalize anything. I've tried to think of what I would say in that moment.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure I could.
There's an image on the internet, and I think it's supposed to be Mary Magdalene, but it's just Jesus's feet, and she's just on his feet and, like, wiping his feet. And I just completely relate to that. Because, like, what could you possibly say? Even when you go to God in prayer, you know what I mean? Like, so many times if I'm in prayer, I just have nothing to say.
Yeah.
You just sit there.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay.
That's absolutely okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for you and in your heart towards the Lord now, what excites you now about your walk?
Okay. So it's crazy that it's been this long, but for the last 8 years, so when I went to Bible school, it was like Holy Spirit on steroids. Like, it was totally manufactured. Like, it was a false spirit. It was really bad. And it put me off of the Spirit, so that I tried to approach God from an only an intellectual standpoint. And I just refused to allow my heart into it, and it completely ruined everything. Like, it's crazy. It's been like 8 years, 8 or 9 years, and it just feels like I haven't felt him in such a long time. And, you know, more recently, I just feel that that's not what it was, right? And it doesn't mean that you can't experience those feelings with God. You just have to be careful not to take it in the wrong direction and allow yourself to get a hold of it. Mm. So now I guess I'm just learning to experience him all again. It's kind of new, to be honest. So yeah, I said, just sitting and being with him mm-hmm. is almost new, and it's exciting for me, and it kind of gets me bringing back because it's my heart is in it again, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, yeah, I get theology. I understand that, but that's not enough. It needs to be more than that. So, you know, I guess in a marriage after like 10 years, or if you go through like a really bad spout, you go and you like renew your vows. Mm. It's kind of how it feels for me right now. I feel like we're almost entering like a new honeymoon phase.
Right.
It's really awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you, Britt. Yeah. I think I'm going to close the chapter there, but I hope we can pick this up again.
Sure.
And anything you have to add, you let me know. We can add this because I think it's great. I really appreciate your spirit, and I think that this has been a privilege, actually. I feel kind of, yeah, I think the Holy Spirit visited here, so thank you. Appreciate that.
For sure. Thanks.